Ma, like in your lecture, you tell about like we should follow the devotees who are in the Manjari Bhav, or we should try to develop that Bhav. So, like, if we are in the place like Delhi, so like, what should be our consciousness to develop that Bhav and to attain that thing?
So, devotees saying, I'm living in a city or anywhere but Holy Dham of Vrindavan, and I'm trying to cultivate Manjari Bhav. So, how do I cultivate Manjari Bhav? Well, you have to associate with devotees, Raghunuga Bhaktas, that are cultivating Raghunuga Bhakti, and read the books by devotees that are practicing Raghunuga Bhakti, and to read the books about Raghunuga Bhakti. So either you read the Shastras, first of all you read Rag Vartman Chandrika, Rag Vartman Chandrika by Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur, so then you'll know some idea what is Raghunuga Bhakti. It's not a very long book. It's basically Vishnath Chakravarti's commentaries on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, chapter 2, Sadhana Bhakti chapter, verses 294 through 296, which is in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. These are the verses where Rupa Goswami describes specifically the practices of Raghunuga Bhakti. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, part 1, chapter 2, verse 294, 5, and 6. Only three verses. And some commentaries by Jiva. If you get Raghvart Manachandrika, then taking these three verses, then he expands them, and you'll get a deeper understanding. So before we can develop bhav and develop moods and meditations, we have to know what we're what we're talking about. So it's essential to read Raghvart Manachandrika. And if you can attain it with the commentaries of the most popular, there are many different commentaries maybe on this book, by different acharyas, but the one I'm familiar with, which I would recommend, is by Pujya Sri Anantadas Babaji Maharaj. His commentary, it's not a very long commentary, but it's sufficient and very helpful. So read that book, and then start trying to follow the guidelines of that book. Because it doesn't matter where you are, if you have desire and greed to do something. Like if you're a thief, and you have great greed to steal, and wherever you are, you'll steal. Well, I can only steal in the Holy Dham. No, I can steal anywhere. It's because you have greed. You have greed for that activity. So if you have greed, lobha, because lobhika, matra lobhika, lobhika, that lobe, that greed to practice Raghunuga Bhakti, and that greed to carry on, and that greed which will also manifest, that lobha, or that divine greed, to be interested in and practice Raghunuga Bhakti, it comes from Krishna, not by practicing Vaidhi Sadhana. You can practice Vaidhi Sadhana for thousands of years, never attain that greed. Wherever you can find that, you should run there. That's Krishna Mulya. So that greed comes from Krishna in the heart, or it comes from the devotee? Most often it comes from the devotee. Generally, Krishna in the heart, he gives mercy in the form of bhakti, sadhana bhakti. So people come to sadhana bhakti and they practice. Generally what we see is most people, they start their lives of bhakti with vaidhi sadhana. Most. And somewhere along the line, if they get, not necessarily, it's not a graduating principle. It's not that you go to high school, then you graduate and go to college, and you graduate and go to graduate school, and you get your final degree. It's not like that. Krishna rarely gives mercy. If he gives mercy to someone, then they start practicing bhakti bhajan. And if they get more mercy, they get guru. And if they get more mercy, they get diksha. And they practice vaidhi sadhana maybe for many, many lifetimes. Then in Krishna's own sweet will, or devotee's sweet will, then they get more mercy, then they can begin Raghunuga Bhakti. So it's not something you can do theoretically. Oh, I heard about Raghunuga Bhakti. I heard about Manjari Bhav. I want to do it. I think I should do it. Or how do you do it? That means you don't have that greed. But if you're thinking that way, that means there's some kind of greed, because most people don't even think that. They're happy where they are. They're quite complacent and self-satisfied with whatever position they have. So it's hard to say when one's getting Krishna's mercy. But clearly, Rupa Goswami says in 1.2.309, in the last verse of Raghunuga Bhakti, he says, Bhagavan Kurunya va Bhakta Kurunya Lobaika Matra Hetuka. Lobaika Matra means only. The only Hetuka, the only cause of getting Lobha to worship Krishna in Raghunatha Bhakti is the Kurunya, compassion or mercy of Krishna or the devotee. So generally we see someone gets the mercy of Krishna, they may begin bhakti bhajan, vaidhi sadhana. Then, to begin Raghunatha Bhakti, then generally it's the mercy of the Vaishnava that gives that greed to practice Raghunatha Bhakti. Everywhere we see, if we take the lives of anyone who is now practicing Raghunatha Bhakti, for the most part, those devotees that are, let's say, trying or theoretically trying to practice Raghunatha Bhakti in whatever way possible, they started their devotional lives practicing Vaidhi Sadhana. Maybe didn't know anything about Raghunatha Bhakti, what to speak of Manjari Bhav. But maybe they had some basic attachment or attraction to Radha and Krishna, an interest in Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. And somehow, for example, myself, my beginning in Krishna consciousness, I was interested in Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. I didn't know anything, there was no such public availability of information about Raghunatha Bhakti or Manjari Bhav or all these things were little known 42 years ago in the Western world. Now they're widespread everywhere because of computer age. People everywhere know these things, or can be aware. But I knew that. That was some kind of internal desire I had, or some type of shadow of greed or interest. I was specific. I knew I wanted to love Krishna with Radha in Vrindavan. How that would go and where that would take shape, I had no idea. I was simply practicing Vaidhi Sadhana and serving my guru for 12 years. My biography. So then we shifted after 12 years, which is one yuga. One yuga and Vaidhi Sadhana, because 12 years in the human life is considered one yuga. Shifted to Brajadham by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. And there we came, right when we came to Brajadham, somehow by the mercy of the devotees, Krishna, you could say, by the mercy of Krishna, I met a devotee who gave me books. The devotee's name was Advaita Das, who I met in 1987. And he gave me books by Srila Anantadas. And Srila Anantadas is a acharya and mahant of Radhakund, and obviously a fully realized, self-realized devotee in the Rag Marg, Raghunatha Bhakta. So he's writing and commentaries in all these books, especially about Raghunatha Bhakti. So by the mercy of Srila Anantadas Babaji Maharaj and reading his books, I would say the greed for Raghunatha Bhakti was planted in my heart by the mercy of this great Vaishnava. So that's called Bhakta Karunya. So first I was Vaidhi Sadhana, and somehow I was able, by the mercy of the devotee, to get greed, understanding, awareness first of all, and understanding, interest and greed and everything for trying to follow in some small way Raghunatha Bhakti practices. So that my own life is an example of receiving the mercy of a Raghunatha Bhakta. Takes one to know one, or what do you say? If you want to learn about money, go to someone who knows how to make money. So if you want to learn about Raghunatha Bhakti, it's not much to learn, it's what you absorb. It's the moods. It's not all so many fine details. There's not like endless lessons. It's not like studying for a degree in some subject. You have to spend 4 long years in college studying lots of hundreds of hours of useless subjects, take one single piece of paper with one qualification. Because Raghunatha Bhakti is only a handful of instructions of what to do. There's no big esoteric about it. But the most important keynote of Raghunatha Bhakti is the bhav. The Siddha Pranali, Diksha, receiving or not receiving the awareness of one's sitadeya is not the essential thing. The essential thing is developing the bhav and mood of Radharani's sevika, dasi. And that comes by the mercy of the Raghunuga Bhakti. That's what's coming. The blessings and karunya to follow Raghunuga Bhakti and be interested comes from Krishna, or generally most cases from the devotee. And then you practice the small few teachings that are given. Basically, it's chanting and remembering Krishna Leela and meditating on serving near Siddha Sarup. It's not all that complicated. But to develop the actual bhava of a mandri, the feeling, the thinking, that comes automatically in the heart of the surrendered Vaishnava devotee if he's connected to a Raghunuga Bhakta. That's a speciality. It's just some kind of invisible transformation of one's heart where he becomes a gopi. Externally a man, full-on man, 100% man, but his feelings and sensitivities and outlook is like connected with Radharani. So this is a very gradual transformation that happens. So independently, alone, following, trying to practice Raghunuga Bhakti is good, and ultimately Krishna will guide you to proper teachers. But ultimately, one, it's grace. Tat kripa ikshanam. Seeing everything as grace of the Lord.